This tastes better. Okay. Thank you all for coming, and we are looking forward to a blessing from the Lord as ministers of music come tonight. John wants to start us off with some congregational singing, though. Come ahead.
Let's sing number 202. We'll sing verse 1 on melody only, and verses 2, 3, and 4 on parts. Number 202. Verses 1, 4, and 5. 1, 4, and 5. Tonight we've met because Jesus came. He came to earth, and we've met to celebrate that.
Christ the Lord, King of highest heaven, to the lowly of the earth descending, shepherds watching flocks by night, waken to angelic light. Christ is born, Christ is born, Christ is born. Shepherds watching flocks by night, waken to angelic light. Christ is born, Christ is born, Christ is born.
Christ the Son, Word of God begotten, to the world as the Savior given, from the depths of hell to save, to the courts of heaven to raise. Christ has come, Christ has come, Christ has come. From the depths of hell to save, to the courts of heaven to raise. Christ has come, Christ has come, Christ has come. Gloria in excelsis Deo, peace to all languishing in sorrow.
Our next song will be The Glory of the Father, and there's a phrase in there that says that he came to his own, and his own received him not. One of the ironies of the coming of Jesus into the world is the fact that he came as a Messiah, and many of the people that had spent their lifetimes looking for him did not recognize him when he came. God was faithful in throughout the Old Testament giving many prophecies so that people could recognize him when he comes, but unfortunately many of them did not. It seems many of them were looking for deliverance from Rome when God's plan was much grander. God wanted to deliver them from sin and its bondage. I think today we struggle in like manner sometimes. We're often short-sighted. We think God wants to bless us with health and wealth and long life, and we could add many other things to the list, things that we long for, when really God's plan is much grander. He wants to use our lives for the furtherance of his kingdom if we're willing to but trust him and submit to him and recognize his hand in our life when we in the experiences that we face each day. So may you open your heart and look for the ways that God wants to use your life to bless others.
The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
invite you to join us. Please open your hymnals to 220 if you need the books for To Us a Child of Hope is Born.
Lord, we are but a humble few. There's not a lot that we can do. But we could go and spread the word. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it to me according to thy word. These are words of simple people, seemingly insignificant people, that God chose to use to do very significant things. And happened when they were surrendered to him and were willing to do anything that he asked of them. We see throughout history God using very simple and small people to do very big things. And he does this so that we remember that the power comes from him, that salvation belongs only to our God.
Magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden.
Lord, behold, from
mighty hath made.
Shepherds, oh shepherds, hurry, come hurry, those were God's angels that were in the skies. What was the message? Bethlehem, is it? We were afraid, we couldn't believe our eyes. What a host of angels, what a night of glory, God has made known to us this great wonder. Shepherds, oh shepherds, hurry, come hurry, we can go quickly, this old path is wide. Is this the stable? There is a light now, it is still night now, come let's go inside. All the cows are sleeping, lying in their manger, is the Son of Heaven wrapped in soft clothes.
Child so lowly, King alone, Christ the seen the baby
invite you to turn to song number 217. 217, and I invite you to stand if you dare to.
Like most people up here, I didn't join the community chorus because I needed something more to do. In fact, I wouldn't have joined if I wouldn't have had a compelling reason, and you can ask me more about that later. It's actually the first time I've done any of this kind of music since we moved back to Kansas, but I will have to say, I'm hooked. This has just been really good. And I doubt I'm alone. I dare bet that if a lot of us up here would hear one of these songs 6 months from now, we'd chime right in with a smile. We all do this in some form. Maybe you're driving in Washington, D.C., and you see another Kansas license plate, and you feel like honking and waving. In the same way, it's a very natural reaction for any Christ follower to have his or her antenna tuned to pick up signals from other Christ followers. And when we do, we want to chime in, as it were, and want to add our part, whether it's songs of praise or some reference to Jesus coming as a baby, perhaps, or something. It's natural for us to be drawn to our shared loves. the heading of this next section is corporate response. It's an invitation that we've really been extending throughout this evening. Get caught up in the joyful response of adoration to the God who created us, the Son who redeemed us, the Spirit who draws us together.
Hymnals once again to 216. It's a song that I want our congregation at center here to know, and if you're visiting, I want you to know it too. So the choir will sing verses 1 and 2, and we invite you to join on verses 3 and 4.
Glory to God in the Lord.
to 1002, Lloyd Kaufman arranged this song, and it's a choral arrangement. I want us to eventually at center be able to sing this all together. I think it's very simple and very doable. So as a congregation this evening, I'll have all of you sing verse 1, which is the first two lines, and then the choir will take it from there. You might be asking, this isn't a Christmas song, but why are we singing it? But Christmas is ultimately about the kingdom. It's about the kingdom coming to this earth, and this is our statement of response, that we love your kingdom, Lord. 1002.
I love thy kingdom, Lord, the house of thine abode, the church our blessed Redeemer saved with his own precious blood. I love thy church.
To take our sins away. didn't know it was you.
We didn't know it was you. Now, those are some pretty sad words. I find myself identifying with that, though. That last song we sang is one of my favorites of this program because it kind of encapsulates the human experience, I think. Just the way we tend to miss what God is trying to do. We miss Jesus. But it also talks about identifying with Jesus and recognizing who he is in that song as well. In this last section, two songs, is about our personal response to Jesus. And I want you to think about kind of the ultimate question in life as we sing these songs. That question is, what will we do, each of us, with Christ? The first song is a celebration of the coming of Christ, and I hope that is all of our response to him coming. There's a line in that song that says, "Jesus, Lord of all the world, grant to us thy heavenly peace." And I trust that we can experience that peace. Christ has come to give us that peace. But the only way that we can experience that is to ask him into our hearts. The final song then is a prayer, doing just that, asking Jesus into our hearts. And I trust that each of you can pray that with us as we sing. Think about what your response is to Christ. Is he Lord of your life?
Thank you. your mouth.
Thank you. How wonderful it is that Jesus did come to show us the way to the Father. And it is so wonderful what music can do to make those truths stand out and linger with us. Sweet little Jesus boy, yes, but he was more than a boy. He was the one Let us lead, that he is the one that leads us to the Father and that gives meaning to life. Perhaps there are some of you that would have an announcement that you would like to make at this time. I'll pause, even if it seems like it comes off of the mountaintop. If there is none, then let us bow our heads for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for meeting us here. Thank you for these that have diligently prepared the music to bless our hearts and lead us in worship and response. And I pray that you would help us as individuals, common people, to walk from this place in an uncommon way. Help us to go with a song in our hearts, a prayer that goes to you, that you would engage us and help us along life's pathway in a more faithful and fruitful way. For we pray it in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. You're all dismissed. Thank you very much.